There you are, guinea pig. Welcome back to the lab. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yes, yes. I know you've missed me, but we needed to test how long the effects of your complacency drug lasted. Imagine if our future customers suddenly woke up and found out their husbands won't do as they're told anymore. Get on the table and lay down, please. It's time to draw your blood. Just a little prick of the needle, so don't squirm. At all. Oh, wow. You didn't move a muscle. Not even your diaphragm to breathe. Guess the obedience drug still works. I wonder. You didn't even wince that time. You're such a good boy. Such a good pet. Pet. I like the sound of that. Makes me feel in control. Now that your checkup is complete, it's time for the fun part. Come on, guinea pig. Let's go out for a ride into town. I'll drive, so you can just sit back and relax. I'll take care of everything. Road sure is empty. Sure is a benefit, getting to make my own hours. It reminds me of my time studying abroad. Meeting new people, human or otherwise. The streets would have clear signs of civilization, but were completely empty outside of rush hour. Car here, pedestrian there. That was it. It makes me think of Japan. The day I got the inspiration for the potion. Just a few hundred kilometers outside of Tokyo, if I remember correctly. Highways were just as empty then as they are now. There was a colleague of mine at the laboratory who recently quit. It turned out she'd been forced into marriage by her parents. Her husband hated the idea of having a wife who was more educated than he was. It's your typical story. Family honor and a woman's duty to her husband and all that BS. Did you know that over there, society expects women to be totally subservient to men? If a man asks their wife to quit their job, she's expected to. No questions asked. Some employers even fire women the minute they get married so they don't have to pay for future maternity leave. How fucked up is that? She was a good friend of mine. And I couldn't bear seeing selfish people take control of someone as kind as her. It seems like good women always attract disgusting men. No, I don't hate men. Silly. Just creeps like him. You're leagues above that boorish freak. One good thing did come from it all, though. From that day forward, I was bound and determined that the only person to control my path in life would be myself. With the success of the drug, I'm going to be the master, the one in charge, the head of the household. Sorry, got a little bit carried away there. Went into one of my rambles again. I tend to do that sometimes, don't I? You should see me when I'm drunk. That's okay. You're a good listener. And that's the real key to a woman's heart. So keep at it. Here we are. Let me just find a parking spot. Do you know where we are? This is the swanky side of town. We're going shopping for fancy clothes. For you. Aren't I nice? Let's head into that department store. Find you a nice suit. You'll need it for our little excursion today. Huh. This place is pretty busy for a weekday. And hell, four floors, but only one tiny section dedicated to men. That's some bullshit. Oh, look at you. All dolled up for me in a luxurious three-piece suit. So nice and soft. And a perfect fit. Yes, these pants accentuate every line and curve of your body. You look so handsome. I just want to rip that suit off and molest your naked body. But I'm a professional, so I have to be boring and save that for another time. Yes, it's quite dashing. But I think this tie would look better. Here, I pre-knotted it for you. Put it on. What was that? A bit too tight. Oh, I apologize, pet. Guess I was just too distracted to tighten it properly. I'm sorry you're not enjoying my touch as much as you enjoyed being measured by the fitting lady. There we go. Now, do you have any idea what this is? This is no ordinary tie. No. It's also my way of reining you in when you misbehave. Whenever you're disobedient, unfaithful, I simply take out my remote. With a push of a button, this very sleek tie will tighten. Now, before you start complaining, consider this. You either choose to wear this inconspicuous necktie, or we go down to the pet store and buy you a dog collar. Red or blue, your decision. I thought so. Maybe it's my fault. It has been a while since we've kissed. Even hugged, really. You're a man, after all. You have needs. All right, I forgive you. Just one button press and we're back to normal. Happy now? What a shame. How will I drag you around town without a leash? Woof woof. You know, since we're in this dressing room by ourselves and the fitting woman left, I think we should make up for some lost time. Oh, yes. Sit in that chair. Mm. That's enough for now, I think. Come on, let's get going. I prepaid for the suit, and we don't want to miss our reservation. I'll admit, guinea pig. Other than that little slip-up in the fitting room, you've been very well behaved. You pulled out my seat for me to sit down, opened doors for me, and walked me up the stairs like we were a Hollywood power couple. I do declare, you're turning into quite the gentleman. Is my brewing great or what? The effects still haven't worn off after that initial dose. If anything, I'd say they're getting stronger. You sort of enjoyed that moment when the tie was tightening, didn't you? Almost as if it were my own hands around that neck. Tell me, guinea pig, do you like pain? Oh my, who knew I wrangled myself such a perv? Almost as bad as me, it's perfectly all right to have certain interests, as long as it doesn't interfere with your everyday relationships in a negative way. Remind me to get the leash for next time. Oh, shh. The waiter's coming back. Let's talk about something else. I should probably loosen the tie so you can eat. What's our plan for tonight? And spoil the surprise. Oh, I can't say no to those sad puppy dog eyes. I think you found my weakness. Okay, just this once. We're going to be meeting an old friend of mine tonight. I met her during my travels in Eastern Europe. She's quite the bloodsucker. Hungry for any poor sap foolish enough to fall for her looks. A massive night owl. Sharp incisors. Hates garlic. Doesn't like looking at herself in the mirror. Yep, that's right. We're visiting a high-class lawyer. You'll love her. Carmen always has these fun stories about her string of ex-boyfriends. There's not a single city in Europe that doesn't contain at least one man whose heart was broken by her dastardly charms. Keep an eye out, though. I don't want her to steal you away from me. Europe. So many fun memories. Art in Paris. Exploring the depths of Venezia. Watching the Berlin Wall fall. I'm not that old. I was a child back then, and my parents wanted me to meet my grandmother, who was living on the other side. Oh, it was such a joyous day. The wall came tumbling down as people rushed to see their loved ones. The flood of humanity. A massive sea of drab clothing meeting to clash with the gaudiness of the West. But even in the crowd of 80s glamour, I spotted someone unique walking towards my family. She was in the prime of her youth, that girl. Long, shining hair, just radiating confidence. And wouldn't you know it, the young lady. She was actually a 65-year-old grandmother. My grandmother. She stared at me for a second and smiled, then told my mother that she was ready to come back over to the West to live with us. And so she did. Funny enough, she only carried a single bag with her. Just one bag. And it took me a few months to learn what was inside of the bag, and... Oh. Your plate is empty. You paid for the meal already. Silly man, you didn't need to do that. With me around, you don't ever need to worry about money again. Just sit back and let the woman take care of everything. It's just about 3 o'clock, which means it's time for us to meet Carmen. She's been dying to test you out in her office, which happens to be in this very building. 150 floors above us, that is. It'll be quite the long and lonely elevator ride. Well, not as lonely with you around. Carmen managed to charm one of the maintenance guys to mess with the elevator controls. We'll set it to half speed. That way, we can have the car to ourselves for some extra private time. Tell me, would you rather find out what was in my grandmother's special bag? Or would you rather get further reacquainted physically? I thought you'd say that. Your lips feel so good. Sweet pet. I miss this. Oh, yes. So soft. Your ass feels amazing in this suit. Wondering, you think anyone can see us in this glass elevator?